To make up some time here, let's read 990, 991, and 992 together, please.
990, approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program under the Inclusionary Housing Program for Division 2, located at 3249 Southeast Division Street. 991, approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program under the Inclusionary Housing Program for Ellis Apartments, located at 5603 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue. And 992, approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program under the Inclusionary Housing Program for Multnomah Station Apartments, located at 7654 Southwest 32nd Avenue.
The three developments in front of us today create affordable housing through the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption, or MULTI, program. These developments join the other 36 private sector projects in the Inclusionary Housing Permit Approval Pipeline, making a minimum of 319 units affordable in otherwise market rate developments. Here today to walk us through these developments is Portland Housing Bureau Development Incentives Program Manager Dori Van Bockel, and of course Housing Director Shannon Callahan is with us as well. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you, Mayor. Hello, Commissioners. So as mentioned, there are three projects in joining the pipeline for inclusionary housing. Of these, two of them are using the reconfigure option in order to provide three-bedroom units for the affordability. And the third building is actually making all 30 units in the development affordable in order to benefit from the various incentives, both through planning and zoning and the Housing Bureau with exemptions through taxes and system development charges, et cetera, in order to have those all affordable for 99 years. So it's a total of altogether a great number of units that we'll see, 123 total units and 33 of those being affordable for 99 years at 60% of area median income.
Right.
Nice.
Madam Director, I have three quick questions for you.
Sure.
Have we ever voted down a multiple unit limited tax exemption application?
Not to my recollection. You've had some questions in past incarnations of the multi-program.
But ever since we've aligned the program with the inclusionary housing policy,
yes.
I don't recall us ever voting anyone down. I don't recall, in fact, in most of these hearings, anyone testifying. And so my question is, in light of the mayor's desire to speed up the development pipeline,
uh-huh.
I ask this question innocently because I don't know the answer. Is there any particular reason why these have to come to council?
We have looked at this question as well based on the request of a development group. They do not necessarily have to come to council. The code section could allow for the assigning authority by the director. However, the state statute requires us to have a public hearing, and this council sessions are the best way for us to do that. Otherwise, with our other public bodies that only meet once a month, we don't actually think it would be being sped up. And so the fact that you meet every week looks, at least at this point, to be our best option for a public hearing cycle that's required under state statute to implement.
So by my just informal reckoning of taking a look at the underlying documents, I'm going to make the assumption that the process that brings this to council for what is basically a pro forma approval process probably takes about 3 months between 2 and 3 months of additional time, plus there's the staff time. I'm not advocating that we change the current practice, mm-hmm. but I'm framing this for the mayor to consider, because now that the mayor has all the bureaus that relate to the development pipeline, the mayor, and the fact that we have had outside groups say that this adds additional time to the development pipeline, I think it's worth at least considering. But I'm not specifically advocating that it not come before us. But we have established rules around whether you're eligible for the multi-program. We've established foregone revenue caps. These are the closest thing to a slam dunk that we have in our system. And if we any part of the process that we can speed up, I think we ought to be looking at. But again, I'm not advocating today that we take it off of the council agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to let you know, that's the same direction we've gotten from the mayor, which is partially why I was able to answer your question with some specificity about public hearings, because it is something that we're looking at, seeing if there's a way that we can speed it up.
Thank you. On the other hand, we don't do a very good job of telling people what we are doing about affordable housing. And I was about to interrupt and say, well, I already know what this is, just let's vote on it. And then Ms. Van Brockel gave us some really interesting information about the size of the units, the fact that multiple different benefits were being combined and getting its 99-year affordability. I think that's important information, both for the council but particularly for the community to know. So as long as we know that it's only going to take 5 minutes, I certainly am open to some other way of speeding it up, but I do think
it's
helpful.
Just to be clear, I'm not concerned about the time. I'm not raising an issue about the time that we spend on these. Mm-hmm. And of course, Commissioner Fritz, this will be slathered over the front pages of 4 or 5 newspapers over the next 3 days that we've taken this action. I'm just concerned that it does add 2 to 3 months to the pipeline, and I'm not persuaded that we should dispense with a public hearing, but this is the least drama filled part of the work that you do, because it's been cooked with the county, and I want to make sure the mayor has a strong hand to speed up the development pipeline.
I have a couple questions. These are 3 different properties. Are they 3 different developers?
Yes.
I would love to talk to them to learn how they made these deals pencil out, since we've heard from developers for the last couple years that they can't make developments pencil out with their inclusionary housing policy as is. And just point out that it's exciting to see 3 IZ projects in the pipeline, because what we saw with the changes on inclusionary zoning was the mad dash to get permits in before the deadline, and then there was a real lag time before we saw applications coming in under IZ. So very exciting, and I'm happy to hear about them, but agree if we can decrease that time frame, that would probably be preferable.
Very good. Does that complete your...
That completes our presentation.
Okay, very, very good. Do we have any public testimony, Carla?
No one signed up on any
good.
Of these.
On item 990, please call the roll.
Udaly.
Thank you, and I vote aye.
Fritz.
Great work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I enthusiastically vote aye. Thank you. Item 991. Call the roll, please.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. 992. Please call the roll.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item.